Brilliant. In the last couple of weeks, I don't know if you've noticed the news. If you haven't, where have you been? But it seems to be that so many companies are stopping. So many companies are going bankrupt or going into administration or just struggling. Whether it's a massive company like Debenhams, whether it's a smaller company, everyone seems to be struggling. There seems to be so many people finding it really hard at the moment. And I've been watching, just chatting to friends recently and chatting to people that I know. And I've noticed how family members and other people are starting to get really, really affected by what's going on. And people losing their jobs. And some people who've been doing jobs for such a long time, who were secure, suddenly find themselves with absolutely nothing. Suddenly find themselves doing jobs they never thought in a million years they were going to do. And then we have the NHS. Now, thank God for all of our NHS workers and everyone who works in those areas. Because if you try and book a doctor's appointment, it's nearly impossible. Has anyone tried to book one recently? I know I've gave up in the end. I thought I'll try and just work out, and I managed to get right in the end. But you just give up because the pressure that's under them. Then we've seen families. We hear stories about people coming out of lockdown and getting divorced. Family relationships that have been put under intense pressure. Parents not knowing what to do with their children because they just feel so overwhelmed. And you know, with a lot of this stuff, we could blame the pandemic. We could say it's all COVID's fault. But I kind of don't think it's just COVID's fault. I think what's happened in a lot of our lives and a lot of things is there's been stuff going on under the surface for such a long time. That this last year, this pandemic that's hit us, has exposed a lot of the problems that were there under the scenes before. Just think about Debenhams and Topshop. For the last few years, they've been struggling financially, and this has sort of been the final thing which has pushed them over the edge. We think about the NHS. Every Christmas, don't we always hear the warning? Please don't go to A&E because we're under pressure. And this has just exposed something that we knew was going on for ages. Then we worried about loneliness. For the last few years, we've spoken about how people are so lonely. Yet suddenly, we've realized how lonely people are. Because when lockdown hit, it really showed the problems that were in our society. And then families. And I know, I really struggle sometimes. Does anyone like Instagram here? Are there a few people like Instagram? Some of you do. I quite like Instagram, okay? I use it quite a lot. I check it out quite a lot. But on Instagram, it made me smile. I remember once going online, and there was this family, and I knew they hated each other. I knew they weren't talking, and they were just literally, like, swearing at each other, and everything was falling apart. And then I went on Instagram, and there they were with this selfie, all of them saying, smile, it's happy, wearing their Christmas jumpers, pretending everything was perfect. And I'm there going, I know that's not true. They were living this lie. They were pretending to be something that wasn't really there. And so when I hear about families struggling during lockdown, actually I realize that a lot of those problems were there before lockdown. It's just what's happened is crisis has pushed things forward. You know, there's an author that I like called Kerry Newhoff, and he said these words. He says, crisis, I think it's going to pop on the screen in a minute, crisis is an accelerator. Crisis is an accelerator. And what happens is, when crisis hits us, when hard times hit us, when problems hit us, the problems that were there before, they get accelerated, they get shown up. And I just think over the last year for our church, a year ago, somebody told me that I should put some of our messages online. I said to them, I haven't got time to do that. Oh, I haven't got time to get our website in order. A year later, we've now got a great website, and we've now got our messages put online every single week. It's amazing that when problems hit, stuff goes really, really quickly. Things go forward. But I've also worked something out. That in the same way, we blame coronavirus for a lot of the problems that have happened, that are happening at the moment. Problems that were there before. Also, We can blame God for the things that go wrong in our lives. I'm not going to get you to put your hand up, but how many of you in the past have blamed God when things go wrong? How many of you blamed him when things don't go quite how you want? And often we can blame God for things that are symptoms in our lives, things that are going on. And at Christmas time, for me, it's a reminder that God sees what goes on, but that he's not responsible for everything, all the problems that are going on in our lives, because he's given us free will. And Christmas is a time for me that shows me that God really cares. That God really cares. Hopefully you'll flick up on the screen now, but Matthew 1 verse 21 to 23 says this. It says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets, that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I love this. Can you flick the next slide for me? Is that right, Em? She's put a bit up there. Emmanuel, God with us. And I don't know if you've ever thought about the amazing mystery of Christmas. Think about how big the universe is. You know, they keep saying the universe is expanding. It takes so many light years to get like to the nearest star. And it's crazy how big it is. And God, who is bigger than the whole universe, who is larger than the whole universe, who is so big that we can't possibly get our minds around him, steps down into our world. Isn't that incredible? Or was that just me? Some of you going, oh, I don't know, Jim. I think it's absolutely incredible. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's amazing. He stepped down into our tiny world to be with us in the form of Jesus. Now, I can't get my head around it. I can't fully understand it. It's this great mystery of Christmas, that God came down in Jesus to be with us. And the reality is that God gave us free choices. God gave us the choice to do right or wrong. God gave us the choice to love somebody or not to love somebody. The choice to have a relationship with him or not to have a relationship with him. And I'm pretty sure that about 90% of the stuff that happens to us, if not more, is through somebody's choice, isn't it? Whether it's our choice or not our choice, whether it's our government's choice or our choice or people's choices. Without the freedom of choice, we would just be robots. We wouldn't have the capacity for relationship, capacity to enjoy the highs and the lows of life. But even though God gave us free will and choice, even though at times we mess up, we make mistakes, he still chose to come down to earth. He still chose to come and be with us. He still chose to come and help us to live with the consequences and the choices that we've made. Have you ever thought about that before? Jesus didn't come down from heaven just because he was bored one day and thought, oh, what do I do? You know, heaven's been all right. I've been up here for how many thousand, million years? I want a bit of a change. That wasn't what he did. He came down because he could see that we were messing up. He could see that we were struggling. And he wanted to say this. He wanted to come and die for us to make a way to heaven, but he also wanted to come and say this. I am with you. Can we say that together? I am with you. God is with you. Turn and point, turn towards somebody. No, we're 2 meters away from each other. And just say, God is with you. God is with you. You know, this is amazing because when Jesus, God in a physical body, was here on earth, he was with physically here. And were you, those of you who are a bit smart amongst you might say, Jim, but didn't he go up to heaven? Yeah, he did go up to heaven. But if you read John 16, it says that he was going to leave the Holy Spirit with us. Because you know what? God is still with us. God still cares about us. God still loves us. No matter what we're going through, God loves you. God is with you. He is Emmanuel. When crisis hits, when you feel lonely, when your job's at risk, when your family feels like it's falling apart, when you're just struggling, God is still with you. You know what? Sometimes we can make Christianity into a self-help guide. You know, you go into a bookshop. I don't know if any of you go into bookshops, but you go into a bookshop, there's always a how to make yourself slim, how to sleep, how to think better, how to be clever, all these sort of things, how to learn to speak English, all those sort of books. And we can treat the Bible a little bit like a self-help book. But you know what? That's not what Christianity is about. For me, the best way we can do of helping ourselves is this. Is just to slow down and to know God is with us. Let's say that again. God is with us. He is Emmanuel. That's why we remember Christmas. We remember the fact that He is Emmanuel. He came down to earth for us. He came to give everything for us. He loves us. We can depend on Him. Whatever hardship we're going through, God is still there with us. He's still Emmanuel. But when I was thinking about this, you know, it's great somebody telling me that God's with me. But sometimes, you know, it doesn't feel like God's with you when everything's going wrong, does it? It sometimes doesn't feel like God's with you when you're feeling really lonely by yourself at home. It doesn't feel that way. And it's so hard, especially I think for men, to completely depend and trust on God. And I was just thinking about this week when I prepared this message. And I'm thinking, what can I say more? What does it actually mean, God with us? And the more I thought about this, the more I thought, you know, when God came to earth, when Jesus came to earth, He made Himself vulnerable. He made Himself vulnerable for us so that we can be vulnerable with Him. He made Himself vulnerable with us. He made Himself a baby. There's nothing more vulnerable than a baby. When Bethany was born, she was tiny. When Sophia was born, she was a big chunker. Okay, you felt like she was solid. It wasn't going to hurt. It wasn't going to hurt her. But when Bethany was born, she was born early and she was much smaller. And I remember saying to Naomi this. I said, Naomi, what if I break her? She goes, Jim, you ain't going to break a baby. And I said, well, I feel like I'm going to break her. And what if it goes wrong? I'm clumsy. I drop everything. I break things. And God came to earth as a baby. You don't get much more vulnerable than that, do you? And it says these words, hopefully Naomi can flick forward to this. In Philippians chapter 2, it said this. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. He existed in the form of God, yet He gave no thought to seizing equality with God as His supreme prize. Instead, He emptied Himself of outward glory by reducing Himself to the form of a lowly servant. He became human and humbled Himself and became vulnerable, choosing to be revealed as a man, and was obedient. He was a perfect example, even in His death, a criminal's death by crucifixion. Notice what it says there. It says He became vulnerable. Guys, as I'm coming into close, not too far away, psychologist and encouraging speaker Brené Brown, she speaks a lot about opening up to people. She says this about vulnerability. She says, staying vulnerable is a risk we have to take if we want to experience connection. Staying vulnerable is a risk we have to take if we want to experience connection. Guys, it's Christmas. Can I encourage you to get vulnerable with God? Can I encourage you to be vulnerable with God? He became vulnerable with you when He came to earth. Be honest with Him. Tell Him what's hurting you. You know, sometimes as Christians we can be, oh, I believe Jesus is going to help me, which I believe firmly, and I'm not going to think about anything bad, and I'm going to keep trusting God, which is all good, and it's good to trust Him. But sometimes we have to be open with God. Sometimes we have to say, God, I'm really struggling right now. I'm feeling lonely. Please help me. God, I'm really struggling because I've been praying for my shoulder to be healed for so long, and it still causes me pain that every time I roll over at night, I just can't sleep. Be honest with him. If we look at the book of Psalms, we see people just being honest all the way through. They're sharing their hurts. They become vulnerable in front of God. And they don't pretend to be anything that they're not in front of God. They're just honest. They embrace who they are, and they embrace how they feel. You know what? God became vulnerable with us so that we can become vulnerable and open with him. You might be facing, I don't know what your situations are, but you could be facing loneliness. And this COVID has just made things so much worse. It's been that accelerator. You could be facing job loss and job insecurity, and you're just, it's really hard. You could be having family issues. You could be having self-esteem issues. And you might just be suffering. You might be suffering because other people are doing things to you and it's just really affecting you. Guys, I want to encourage you. Take it to God and know that God is with you. He is Emmanuel. Let's say that together. God is with you. He is Emmanuel. Guys, be honest with him. Don't try and pretend that everything is perfect. But at Christmas, when God Emmanuel came down, he came down to be vulnerable with us, and he also came down to show us how much he cares, to help us to live with the consequences of our actions and the actions that have been done to us. Crisis can leave you bitter, but it can also focus you on what matters. And for some of you, maybe this crisis has brought you closer to God. And if you've been struggling, I really encourage you, send me a message afterwards. I did this on Friday at a prayer meeting online. I said, send me a message. I had a word from God. I shared it. And I was getting messages all of yesterday from people saying, that was for me. That was for me. Please, can you pray for me? So can I encourage you? We're not allowed to talk afterwards, apparently. So send me a message. Okay, if you've been struggling, say, Jim, please pray for me. If anyone's listening online, if you're wanting to know more about God, you're not a Christian, can I encourage you, send me a Facebook message. Send me a WhatsApp message. Send me an email. Just say, I want to know more because something is drawing me closer. I want to discover Emmanuel. I want to learn what it is to be vulnerable with God.